Bezrat Hashem, the world is up to Simin Reish Pei Beis in regards to Kriyas HaTorah. So, in general, most of the world understands that Kriyas HaTorah is a chiyuv on the tzibur on Shabbos and Monday and Thursday. Is a beautiful story with Rav Moshe Soloveitchik that someone in the Baal Kore after davening was upset at someone in the minyan. So he said, I had in mind not to be motzi that fellow. So Moshe Soloveitchik said, he's not the bailim over it. In other words, there's a chiyuv for the tzibur to have kriyas HaTorah. So he doesn't decide who he's being motzi and who he's not. If it would be mikra megill, then it might be a different story. When it comes to kriyas HaTorah, it wouldn't be so. That also has another nafkamina. There are different ways to formulate. So the lamdasher terminology is not so important in terms of Mishnah Berurah. But the other nafkamina would be what happens if a person's an ones and he misses kriyas HaTorah b'tzibur. So he has to turn himself into a pretzel to do that. Here that's said over in the name of Moshe Soloveitchik's father that Reb Chaim was taka very, very makbid about it. In fact, the Melitza goes and in Brisk they were more makbid in kriyas HaTorah b'tzibur than they were even in tefillah b'tzibur. That Reb Chaim used to try to arrange to get a minion. For whatever reason, he had been traveling and he hadn't been do it. I think in Rav Soloveitchik also, in yeshiva when he would come from Boston, would also try to do that. Okay, it's a fascinating conceptual question. Now let's get down to nitty gritty. Sin Reish Beisif Alf Motzin Sefer Torah Karim Bo Shiva. So on Shabbos, Kriyas HaTorah has seven aliyas from Ratzel Lahosif Mosif, and one could add aliyas as well. Hu Adin B'Yomtif Mut Lahosif Al Minyan Akruim. One is allowed to add on Yomtif as well the as many as one wants. That is Mi'ikur Dedina. However, V'Yesh Omrim, the Rama says the B'Yomtif Ein Lahosif V'Chein Noagu B'Medinas Elu. The minig is not to add. Now, interestingly, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't really give us the reason why. So here the Dirshu is quite helpful. They quote the Ran in Megillah, and that is that if you're going to be Mosif on Yom Tov, so then in such a case, then it would appear, let's say Yom Kippur, if the moment you called up a seventh Aliyah, so then it would appear like Shabbos. On Yom Tov, if you called up a sixth Aliyah, that moment it would be resemble Yom HaKippurim. So that's the Makar for this halach, the Mishnah Berurah comments in Sif Katan Vav, in Hosef Kishchal Yom Tov B'Shabbos Kuli Al Motul Hosef Al Shiva Kumay B'Shar Shabbos Hashana B'Chib B'Shvil Shein Tosef Al Kedushas Yom Tov Nigrim Menu Mal D'Shar Shabbos. There is a chakira whether Shabbos Yom Tov is a new chalos or is a separate chalos, but in terms of or both of those chalos, and in terms of Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, we would say that you definitely could be Moser. Nevin Sal Shlita commented to me that it's been many years that he's seen a Hosafa. He said, when I was in Mir, they used to add Aliyas, but with Nevin Sal Davins and his Minyanim, no one, it doesn't dawn on anybody. He said, in Mir, once upon a time, they used to make for Simchas, you know, it's been a while since he's been in the Balabata Shishul, but of course, we have the idea of Hosafas come from. It's mutter according to halacha. V'chein noagim medina selu, v'vad b'simchas tor shemosifim b'harbe. It's kvod ha-Torah, some explain, to be mosif aliyos. That's a lashon Mishnah Berurah in Tafresh Samach Tesif Katanim Beis. The Dirshu points out that it's Kvod HaTorah Kedei Shizku Kulam B'Simchas HaTorah. Here the Mishnah Berurah says Sif Katanim Yesham Duha Din Mechasen Al Minagenu V'Abesimchas Torah. He doesn't give us the reason over here. Okay, and he points out that Chasen is also sometimes exception, but in general the rule is that we're not Mosif on Yom Tov. Gam B'Chol Yom Tov Ein Matirim Miminyan Hakruim. We also don't have the maftim minyan hakruim base. Mutter likros olam harbe afal pisha karze mashik karze v'chozem varch emikach klum. So really, mikur d'dina, you could call somebody up and read the exact same thing that was read in the previous aliyah. Says Ramav Yeshayim from the Mordechi. Chein ogum d'dina seilu chutz misimchas torish ogul harbes v'krum v'nogu kisvar rishona. So the custom is not to that we always have an addition to the kriya. Let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Tes. Even if you're going to say that you could do it, but that wouldn't count as one of the minyan. Lo shehosef chol apachos shnei psukam mach shakara. Does the evad ol inyan ol the minyan k'mal shakas? So simin kuf lamed zayin over there. It discusses that one is as long as one's most of two psukim, then that is going to be enough. There is a discussion. If in a place that you were, it was possible to be most of three psukim, and you're only most of two psukim, so that's this famous sugi in Megillah, whether that work, and that's discussed in Simen Kuf Lamed Zayin, those halachos, and that are not, that's not for here. Sif Gimel. Hakol olu l'minyin shiva filu isha v'katan shiodeh l'mi mevarchim. Mikra d'dina, everybody could be olu, an isha and a katan, as long as they know l'mi mevarchim, that they're mi mevarch to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amru chachamim, isha lo tikra b'tzibur b'pnei kvod ha-tzibur. It's not kvod ha-tzibur for a woman to be called to the Torah, and that's why we don't have aliyahs today for women. Says the Rama, ve'elu dafkim mitztarfen l'minyin ha-krim. Avlo shiyu kulu nashim oktanim. They could be mitztarev, but they wouldn't be able to join it. What would be the amount? So the Mishnah Berurah says, kulam oruba. So even though the halacha is that mi'ikra d'dina nashim and ketanim can be called up, nevertheless, they can't be the rov. Now this actually comes up for teimanim. If I'm not mistaken, teimanim have a minute to call up ketanim above the age of, I think, 7, 8, or 9. They will call them up. In fact, Reuven Sal Shlita commented to me that the Mishnah Berurah quotes, makes reference to a Zohar, and Sifkat and Yuches. We're actually not going to do that halacha now, but he says that Mashinogu Limkar Shishi Bifnei Atzmo Yesh Ksas Semach Me'azor Shlach Lecha, that there the Zohar says that there's a connection between Shishi and a Tzaddik. So Reuven Sal said that they should call the Katan up because that's the true Tzaddik. The katan that didn't reach chait, so then in such a case, and not only that, I think he said that the custom amongst the teimanim is to do that. With the kesher between teimanim and the zohar is also a fascinating question. But at the end of the day, this is the bottom line, that ketanim could be called up, and in some communities, not Ashkenazi communities, they do call up ketanim, and if they would, so then the halacha would be that they should not be the rov of the seven. It would have to be the four would be gedolim, and the other three would be ketanim and nashim. The Ramah says, v'din eva ketani kedin isha, aval im imay mi Yisrael mutar lalos. Eva ketani has a din isha, but if his aim is me Yisrael, then in such a case he's mutter lalos as a man.
He's not Yisrael Gomer.
What's that?
He's not Yisrael Gomer.
That's goofa what he's trying to say. You're saying what's the chiddush? That's pasha. Yeah. Why is he? The Mishnah Berurah is mashma like as you pointed out. Does have Yisrael ma'aliyah v'chayiv b'chol mitzvahs? What's the chiddush? Va'aser likros b'rosh megula. This would support the positions that hold that yarmulke isn't the chiyuv gomer. The fact that the Ramah here says that there is an iser to be korim b'rosh megula is mashma that for times they wouldn't always go b'rosh megula. The Mishnah Berurah comments ha'inu afilu hu katan. This applies in regards to a katan as well. So here, just stop. This is not part of this directly. This halacha. Neven Sal Shlita told me that he feels strongly that one should continue the custom that he had from his parents in Germany, and that is that even a child who's very, very young should not come into shul without a yarmulke. He said that in Germany that was a custom amongst the Yekis that even the smallest children wear a yarmulke. That's the custom, that's the source of the custom that sometimes at some britot, at some brisim, they put a yarmulke on the child. So he said, you don't need to go that far to put at that age, but at the end of the day, he thought that even the Fnei Mitzvah is based on this idea, that there is an idea in terms of Kvod HaTorah and Kvod Beis HaKnesses, even though here it's Halacha Asur Likros Metorah, but the same applies. Ramah says, "Vein Asur Likros Am Aretz Nichbad Asher Ugdol Ador Fnei Talmud Chacham." Now, these lines of the Or Zeruah are really hard to understand. When Reb Nevin Sal read them to me, he told me if I understood him correctly, that he didn't understand what this line exactly meant. I didn't have the opportunity to look it up in those Vahadar. There's no Isser to call, have an Amma Aretz read in front of Asher Gadol Ador. Ki einze bizoyon l'tamal chacham, rak kavod l'torah shemischabedes ba'anoshim gedolim. It's a little bit vague exactly what the Ar Zeruah is saying. Maybe what the Ar Zeruah is saying is, don't not call up the Gadol Ador because the Amma Aretz is reading for him, but it's not so clear what exactly the kavanah is. Any ideas what the Rama is saying? Vague.
I thought it was an order.
What's that?
I thought it was an order that you're allowed to call the Amma Aretz before the Talmud Chacham, so you can give the Amma Aretz Revi and the Talmud Chacham Chamishi.
So then why is it that Rak Kavod LaTorah Shemischabedes BaAnoshim Gedolim?
Because the
Amma Aretz
is Asher Nichbad.
Ah, I see. In other words, Ve'ein Asher Likros Amma Aretz Nichbad Asher Gadol Dol Fnei Talmud Chacham, because the Kavarat Torah goes to Mischabed, is being Mechabed Anoshim Gedolim. In other words, at the end of the day, that in this case, the Torah is giving honor to Anoshim Gedolim, which will ultimately give honor to Torah. Yafe, Yashikach. Yeah, that sounds right. Okay. Mamzer mutar lalos sefer Torah. Mamzer is allowed to be called up to a sefer Torah. Nevinsal adds from the Kaf HaChaim that you shouldn't call him up to the pasuk of Lo Yovah Mamzer Bekal Hashem. That would be insulting for him. Vayin le'il simen kuf lamed vav misefer hakruim. One more point. In Sif Katan Yud Gimel, there are a couple of important halachas in regards to Katan reading from the Sefer Torah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Yodel Mivarchir Mikamakom En Yachol Lios Makre Etsa Olim Dahenu Shu Yikra Bekol Ram BaSefer Torah VaOlim Omrim Achra Belachash VeCholat Zibur Yiyotzim Yidei Chavasam Bishmiyim Menu Ad Sheyavei Shtei Saaretz." So even though a Katan can be called up for Aliyah Meikur Dedina, he can't be the Baal Kore, because he's being motzi others. And then the Mishnah Berurah adds in brackets, and Mishuhu ben Yud Gimel Shana b'chazaka shevi shtei saras linyan zeh. So we rely on this, and we don't go through the uncomfortable process of checking the ben Yud Gimel whether he has pubic hair. However, the poskim point out, and Renevin Sal Shlita makes reference to this, that when it comes to Parsha Zachar, so then the Minhag HaOlam generally is not to rely on that. And that's when you have a Bachur Bar Mitzvah Parsha Zachar, so when you're dealing with Kriyas Daraisa, so generally the way we'll do it is we'll just ask Gadol to read that. And the Mishnah Berurah discusses that, if you want to look that up, in Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Katan Gimel. As far as the Halacha, if one is mismali zikano ha'elyon, if he's begun to grow facial hair, so that, or the literal translation is to have full facial hair, then there's no need to even to do bedikas shtei saras. Of course, often with bar mitzvah boys, you won't have that. However, Rav Nevin Sal adds that doesn't mean that mamish, that he has to have a full beard. In other words, you don't have to say, this fellow who's 15 years old, who's reading Parsha Zachar, you start examining his beard, did he fill in the beard all the places? It means that a significant amount of his beard has grown in, that would be enough.
For Parsha Zachar.
Even for Parsha Zachar, correct. Correct. Right. Right. The general custom in regards to aliyahs is as follows. Of course, Meikar Dedina, all of these halachos apply in regards to the aliyahs themselves. For maftir, so then a katan can read the haftorah. There's no problem that the katan be called up for maftir and to read the haftorah. And in many places, in the old city, it's quite common where the kids know haftoras really well that they'll be called up for haftorah, and that's not going to be a problem. That's the minhag. It's an interesting thing to be mefalpel within the Shitas HaGra, where the Gra says that is a chiyuv to read from the klaf and to mimotzi. We said that there was a problem for the katan to be the balkare, but for some reason, for haftorah, we don't assume that a problem applies. Finally, the minhag Yisrael is, in regards to the tochacha, is that the Baal Kore gets the aliyah of the tochacha, and one does not give it to somebody else. There are references in the Rishonim that there are some negative things that are associated with the kriya of the tochacha. My father Shlita has done research in the topic, and he pointed out that in the Middle Ages it was quite common for the topic to become quite taboo, and they would end up calling up poor people and beggars and so on and so forth. And the Rishonim that Korim Tagar, so the best thing then is the best approach is that the Baal Kore be the one who reads, who does the tocha, and if any Baal Kore has a problem with it, Rav Nevinsel told me that when he used to lane. He would be called up for the kriya of the tocha. Finally, last point, coming back full circle, is Rav Shlomo Zalman also assumed that the kriya satori is a chovas hatzibur, like we had mentioned before, and the nafkamina being in terms of cases of ones, as well as that extreme case of someone who says they doesn't want to be motzi others. Okay, baruch tia. Nice to learn.